Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in again. I'm Dune the Fox, and I think diet and exercise is a terrible substitute for confrontation fantasies. And I'm here with a couple of people who get into some diet and exercise. Hey, Terry.
I don't know. What does that mean?
So this is, I think, the third episode where you've asked me this question.
Yeah.
All right. So today, we're talking about gifts, and this episode should be airing, I think this is going to be like the second to last episode for this year.
Oh, that stinks.
So it's going to air pretty soon.
Krampus!
There's a special person that's going to want to see this one, I'm sure.
Let's begin with a very important question. Do you like giving gifts?
Do I like giving gifts?
Yeah.
When I mean it and then absolutely want to do that? Yes, I do.
Don't look at me.
Don't look
for the audio listeners. Dune looked at me.
Yeah, and Terry was offended for some reason.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really depends. Like, if for holidays and stuff specifically, it's kind of like, okay, well, I'll go to the store, I'll find something that's good, you know,
yeah.
I'll think of something. But if it's like a gift that I'm like, oh, it's not for a holiday or for a birthday or for anything, I'm like, I should get this for somebody right now because I know that they'll really enjoy it. I feel like that's like my favorite kind of gift.
Totally.
That's the best way to give gifts, to my opinion. That's kind of on point. I hate obligated gift giving.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, here you go, younger brother. Have this $50 gift card I found on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Have Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Regifting?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Fruitcake?
That's you.
Well, that's, yeah.
I know what I am.
I know what you are.
Called it.
So regifting, I feel somewhat strongly about. Like, if you're, I like donating, but yes. Regifting, especially if the original giver, like, knows that it happened.
Oh, they don't know about it.
They shouldn't know about it.
Yeah. You don't do that.
I don't know if, sometimes I feel like I cannot run that risk, though.
You see, my issue has been in the past where I'm cleaning up my house and someone's with me.
Yeah.
And like another person's with me. And I'm like, oh, here's this thing that's been sitting on a shelf for like 5 years. And I go to the person, I'm like, hey, do you want this? And the other person's like, I gave that to you.
Worst case scenario.
That happened with Pug, actually. I think.
Pug, actually.
So. Pug, actually.
That's crazy.
I was cleaning up some of my stuffed animals that I have, you know, just trying to like downsize a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I was giving them away to a bunch of people that came for a little board game party. And I was trying to give, it was like a bunny away, and Pug's right behind me. He's like, I won that bunny for you. And I'm like, oh, well,
he was just immediately,
you know what?
Crushed.
I'm going to keep it. Never mind. It's mine.
Oh, my God.
See me outside later.
That is crazy.
Poor Pug.
Okay. So how do you pick gifts to give people? What is your strat?
Well, first things first, you got to know the budget that, you know, usually it's like an exchange of gifts.
Yes.
So, like, it's like, oh, I'm spending X amount of money on you. You're spending X amount of money on me. Because, like, you don't want to be the person who goes and gets, like, a $20 gift when the person gets you, like, a $100 gift.
Oh, my God, right.
That happened to me. And it was really fucking bad. I was the asshole in the situation.
Oh, God.
So, you know.
Or that person just, that's how they are. They just like, some people are just like that. They'll just spend a lot of money and it's like what they do.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I don't know if they expect it back in that, you know, penny for penny kind of a thing.
Well, I think in this one, he absolutely did.
Oh,
because
shit.
After he's like, hey, we're going to put a budget on gifts for next year. because
I don't think that's your fault, though.
It's absolutely my fault.
I don't think that.
I got him. Oh, so let me tell you what he got me first.
Okay.
He got me a like fancy fucking schmancy, very nice Dutch oven.
Really cool.
It was from like the Dutch oven company from like the Dutch. like I don't know the actual company name. It's like the Dutch oven like company. They make Dutch ovens.
Okay.
Okay. And it was enameled. It was very pretty. It's like, holy shit, this is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I got him the millennial gift bag of really shitty wine and of a myth that said, I love my dogs more than people.
That, I wouldn't feel bad about
that. It was like
that.
20, it was like I spent 20 bucks, he spent over 100.
Okay, but like, I don't know. I don't really equate, I don't really compare gifts by their dollar value, I guess.
I just felt like the biggest asshole. I'm like, aw, man.
I think he made you feel like an asshole.
I mean, absolutely. But still, I mean, it could have been me. I could have done better.
But the gift, maybe you had some background for this person that you got the gift for. You knew they liked dogs kind of thing. And maybe they say that kind of stuff all the time and it made sense.
Well, it was more just like it was kind of an ironic gift. I was like, okay, so like everyone was kind of saying like, oh, we're going to spend like 20 bucks.
Right.
And then like, it wasn't like an official thing, but I'm like, okay, I can get like an ironic, like some cheap wine. Right. I can get him like all my favorite people have paws or something.
Yep.
Oven mitts and just like things that he would like laugh at. Some live, laugh, love glasses.
Yeah.
You know, holy like shit. The millennial wine mom bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah. And then he got me a Dutch oven.
What you're really saying is I didn't put a lot of thought into this and I was just trying to.
It sounds like there was some thought put into it. I thought
that, you know, there it is. No, I want to make it funny. I want to make it like exciting. Right. For him. Yeah.
Right.
I'm razzing you a little bit.
I know.
You're getting razzed.
Razzed.
When it comes to gift giving, I definitely try to give based on like the actual person. Absolutely. If it's like a group of people, I think there's been cases where I've been like, you know what? I'm really inspired by movie theaters lately for some reason. So I'm just going to get everybody at this Christmas gathering or whatever. Like, you all are just going to get like a movie theater gift card from me.
Turn to like Oprah. You get a movie gift card. You get a movie gift card.
Sometimes I do it.
Oh, you came to the party? Way. You get a movie gift card.
But other times I'm definitely like, oh, you like golden retrievers. Perfect. You like foxes. Great. You know, now one thing Daddy Bowser. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody should. So lately what I feel like I've been doing is I feel like I've been doing like a lot of t-shirts. I mean, there's a lot of neat custom t-shirts out there and people wear them a lot, not just once, you know? So that feels like, I guess that's one thing that I get into is like, you know, a gift card is like, I'm giving you dinner, I'm giving you a movie, like an experience, right?
Yeah.
And giving an experience is really cool. That's actually my favorite gift to get is like time, memories, and experience, right? Not money or physical things necessarily. But I also like giving gifts that will last a long time and are reusable, or like if it's like, I don't know, like a little plant or a candle, like it's got some meaning behind it and it will last for however long it's gonna last.
Yeah,
you
know, candle has utilitarian, plants right. are like, you know, plants.
Thank you so much.
My mom loves plants.
Yeah, I mean, I like plants. My plant just died. I'm so sad. I had one plant for 3 years and it just died like literally this week, and I'm still broken up about it actually.
I
didn't repot it in time. It just died.
Yeah. Uche grew, he had a garden this year. Mm-hmm. So I kept getting like peppers and tomatoes and things. That's how I was making like salsa and chili and stuff. But I, doing that with him, like deplanting and the watering and then harvesting and like making stuff out of it, like that was a cool experience too. So I don't know. I just, gifts like that, not that they were gifts necessarily, but I'm just thinking like, you know, there are different ways you could give somebody like an experience, you know?
I would absolutely, my favorite type of gift to like give and or get is like the little sentimental, like I made this myself or like they absolutely. Made it themselves.
Oh God, handmade stuff? I am not crafty at all.
Really?
No.
So, I mean, okay. One thing that Selfie and I have been doing, Selfie's a dog I talk to.
Bubbo Dog Selfie. Shout out.
Shout out to Selfie the dog.
First.
Oh my God. You know Selfie the dog?
I know Selfie the dog.
Oh my God.
But what we've been doing recently, like when we see each other or just in general, we've been sending each other letters. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like handwritten really, letters.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Beats the shit out of text, huh?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Because, you know, you got to sit down, you got to write it yourself. I actually sent it to him over the mail too.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, oh my gosh. He told me he started to cry when he started to read it. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Did you get like cute stationery and like an envelope and stuff?
I should have, but I didn't.
We could make some stationery.
Yes.
That'd be actually sick.
coming soon to a shop near you, Pause Play Stationery. or pause cast stationery.
Jot it down
for the audio listeners.
Yeah. I also love giving flowers. Fuck you guys. Actually, fuck you guys.
I don't get the gift of flowers very often.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, somebody got me flowers. And
somebody.
It really made me feel good. Because nobody ever gets me flowers. My mother is somebody that loves receiving flowers.
So, completely unrelated question, but what is your favorite gift that you've ever received?
I can start.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's the sentimental ones, of course. But if I'm talking like, I'm going to go back to Kid and Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I remember I was like 9 years old and, you know, I was asking my parents for like, you know, a whole year, like, I want a Nintendo DS, please.
Hell yeah.
Please. And, you know, I wrote it everywhere on all of my different like Santa letters and stuff. And I remember I opened up a Nintendo DS on like Christmas Day, and I literally, as a kid, I was running around the house. I was so excited. It was the best day of my life. So, like, I've been riding that high for about 20 years, and yeah. I haven't let it go yet. It's so nice.
That is awesome.
And my dad likes to bring it up too. He's like, you know, I made you so happy. Just once.
It's sort of blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of blackmail.
So go clean your room. Just remember how happy I made you.
Yeah, for real.
I could do it again.
Oh, man. So you got me digging back thinking about this. When I was little and I found out there wasn't Santa Claus, my mom and dad always would tell me how excited I would get as I got older and say, I can't wait for Christmas. I can't wait. Because they would tell them what I want. And I knew I was going to get it or not. I mean, it's usually they got me what I want. But the problem, being the youngest of four, is there's a lot of hand-me-downs.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And
reduce, reuse, recycle.
You know, my brothers that are much older than me would get the next best generation system that came out. And then they would rebox like a Sega Genesis or something. And then gift it to me, and it was just his old system.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But the one that I remember the most that probably meant a lot to me was my brother Ron had gotten me my first Xbox.
Ooh.
And it wasn't a holiday or anything. It was just, hey, come over. And he got it for me.
That's so cool of him.
And I was pretty floored by that. It was cool as hell.
I mean, I love that kind of thing. Like, just out of nowhere, it's like, hey, come over here. And you get it. Oh, I love that kind of gift. Like, giving gifts, like, when it's not, like, obligated,
yes,
is just that. That's when it actually matters to
absolutely
me. Yeah. So that, I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And we played Halo together.
Let's go! Yeah, that's freaking cool. My favorite gift that I've ever received, I've literally been thinking as you two have been talking, and everybody who's ever given me anything is going to hate me right now. I just don't remember. I really actively do not remember.
You're the one who put it on the list of things to talk
about. Yeah, I sure did. Yeah,
you should have thought about
this. I did that today.
Dune!
I did that a mere hours ago.
Dune! You're like, I want to hear everyone talk about their favorite gift ever.
Yeah.
And then Dune's like, I don't have one.
I don't have one.
Not for me. About you.
Oh my god, what is like the best?
I gave you like a stand for a
ring light.
Yeah, or a stand for a ring light or something. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
That's your best gift because that's the only one that was the one that was said in the podcast.
And you made it yourself and it was like a hand me down and it was, you know,
yeah,
regifted.
I gave you
it was all the things.
It was everything. One of my favorite things, I guess, that I've ever received. God, I don't fucking know, dude. I'm being so shit right now. I'm being so bad.
Yes.
All I remember, seriously, is like the food and the drinks and hanging out with people. And like, that's, to me, that's the best gift
ever. So was that like a birthday party? Or?
It's, or a Christmas party or.
So not even something that was work celebrating party. You or.
It doesn't have to be me. It's not all about me.
Interesting. Yeah, I okay. How so, dare you? No. I know. I had something to go after that, but fuck me, I guess. I mean, okay. I mean, I'm the same way. I don't really remember every single gift I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, I don't either.
Nor do I remember if things were gifts or not sometimes. Right. Oopsie poopsie.
But me too.
The ones that you can tie a memory to are probably the ones that you remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, did you ever receive any letters or anything from anybody? Did you receive, like, any handmade stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten some handmade stuff. Like, this, I have a, this is really bad. I do not remember who made it, but it's...
Man.
So this is awful. This is something you're gonna learn about me, is my memory is crap. It is complete trash.
We already talked about this before, Dune.
What?
You don't remember?
No. And I love it here. I remember. I still love it here.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, so this is it's a wooden circle, and somebody did Dementia. Put in a bunch of nails in the shape of a fox. And then they took yarn and did the
made it look
like a fox, right? And it's signed. I could go look at it and remember who made it. I just don't remember who made it. Oh, One of my favorite things that I ever got was an old coworker of mine
from coworker
way back when made a 3D origami fox out of, and quite large, by the way. I do, yeah. And it's pretty large, and it's probably the size of like it's like a fursuit head. Like it's
really big. It's that big.
It's pretty cool.
So, and it's like very triangular, and it's like thick pieces of paper or cardstock or whatever, and it's like it's really well made, and I
that's
love it.
Cool.
That's one of my favorite things that I've ever gotten, for sure.
Yay, dude has a favorite gift.
Yay. He did. So piece one person gets to be
folded
happy.
Into yeah. a fox head.
Yeah. I was going to say worst gifts, but I don't think we want to do that. That's not making one
just
sad.
Don't say who it's from.
I'll tell you the worst gift I ever got, because I remember that one for sure.
Oh, yeah. I have one, too. Do you want tea? I have. We all have tea. Do you have one?
I got to think a minute.
Okay.
See, he has the bad memory. I have a got-to-really-dig-for-it kind of memory.
I have garbage memory.
I have one, and I still hate myself for it, actually.
Okay.
My aunt, let me stop for a second. My aunt always tells me this story about one Hanukkah, actually. She came over and she got me a gift. It was like a really cool like t-shirt or something, a really cool like sweater or something.
Yeah.
And she always tells me, like, I was so disappointed in getting that sweater that I was just like about to cry. And I can't believe it. She's like, and, you know, I'll never forget how I almost made you cry over a sweater.
That's how they knew you were bi.
Yeah. What?
The fashion.
The fashion. Another one, same kind of thing. My mom, I remember, I was pretty young. My mom got me a brand new bedspread. It was really pretty. It was it was all, like, beach related. I came in, and I was mortified that they changed my bedspread.
Oh,
I was like,
you touched my blanket.
And like, I'm like, I need to leave. And then she like got a new one for me. And then she brought the old one back, and she's like, well, I guess I'm never going to do that ever again.
Never doing that
again. I'm the worst person. I just think about those things. I'm like, man.
That was a random fox noise. Hee. That means it's time to let you know we are on Patreon. If you like this podcast and want to see more, we have multiple subscription options available. You could even get early access to episodes and access to an exclusive group chat. Whoa! Go to patreon.com/pauseplay to learn more and subscribe today. Thank you so much for supporting furry content online. You're amazing! Back to the show.
The worst gift I ever got. So, I don't think I want to say too many details because I don't know if they listen to the podcast or not, and I want to be somewhat respectful. But to make a long story short, I went to a Christmas party one year where they were doing a white elephant.
My Christmas party? It was me?
Of course it was. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
And I do not remember what I bought. No. Sorry. It was not a white elephant. It was Secret Santa.
Oh, Secret Santa. No.
So everybody had a person, right? So I don't remember what I got my person, but I knew that I remember spending like 20 to 25, and it was like I thought it was a decent thing. The thing that my person got me was a drawing which I was like, great.
That's cool.
They made it themselves.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was just like a regular number 2 pencil.
Oh.
And it wasn't framed. It was just like a printer piece of paper.
Okay.
And by looking at it, you could tell that maybe they had spent like 5 minutes on it. So I was sitting here kind of like what have you said earlier, where you felt like you like had spent, like you thought you had done good and you were like, great. And then what you got back was like, just so wildly.
Yeah, just like, ooh.
And I was, so obviously I was like, oh my God, I love it. And the guy was like, nobody reacted poorly. Truly, there were no like facial expressions or weird isms or anything. The guy was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm kind of tight on money and I didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't have a lot of time. And I was like, this is handmade and you did put thought into it. And that's great. You know, I'm fine with that. I still
great.
Appreciate it.
That's great.
That's great.
That's Thank really you. Cool.
I hate it.
That's so cool.
But in reality, you're like, who is this person?
I was like, who the fuck?
Oh, no.
But so that bummed me out. Not because I wanted something expensive or like of more monetary value, but it was just it felt more thoughtless, I guess, you know?
This was like last second.
It felt last second, yeah.
Woof.
My turn.
My turn.
It came to me while I was listening to your stories.
Uh-oh.
Now, this isn't necessarily an absolutely hated gift, but it could have been better. Excuse me. My first car was a 1995 Mercury station wagon. And
that's older than me.
Great. It's old. Any key could open the door, and almost any key could start it. That's how bad that car was.
That's bad.
But I went on a vacation, and it was right around the time I graduated high school. When I came back, my car was gone. In its place was a brand new Ford Focus.
That's awesome.
Was awesome. Here you go, son. This is a gift for you.
Wow.
By the way, all the payments are yours.
Bro.
So
what do you mean?
I didn't get to pick anything out for the car, the brand new car that was a gift that I had to pay for. That wasn't, I mean, it was for responsibility, establishing credit, and all those wonderful things that lead into being a responsible adult.
That yeah.
But I didn't get to pick shit for that car.
Yeah.
The gift honestly feels like, all right, here are your wheels. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
That's what the gift feels like.
Yeah.
No, it was, it's definitely like teaching you responsibility or whatever, but you also could have been, it could have been instead, hey, let's get you a car.
Mm.
And then you both shop together and you learn how to shop and you figure out a payment that makes sense for you and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it could have been that.
Yeah, it could have been, could have been
experience. Because then you teach the whole smart shopping thing. And you get what you want out of the car.
It would have been nice to have picked it myself.
So let's do one more.
One?
Uno más.
Okay. So gift giving as it relates to different occasions. So things like Christmas, Valentine's Day, birthdays, etc. Right? How do you, like, what are the differences for, like, how you give gifts for those occasions?
For me getting gifts for like different occasions, one, it depends on the person.
Because yep.
Like Christmas, you're gonna have to spend $1 billion because you know too many billion people.
Literally.
You know? So I mean that's just like what can I afford? What like who do I prioritize? This, that, and the other.
Right.
For Valentine's Day, it's more just like I wanna make it special, I wanna make it like good. But also, it's just like, oh, how much money am I going to spend?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be, should it be a gift or an experience?
That truly is, that's the thing I've been kind of writing forever lately, is like, gifts are like, okay, cool. Sometimes I want to wrap something in paper, like for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fun.
Other I'm team than, bag.
Bag is great, too. Mm-hmm. Tissue paper, whatever. Other than that, if, like, for my birthday, I want to be like, let's all You can call me Juvenile. But I want to be like, let's all go to Dave and Buster's.
Let's go!
We've done that for you, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was good.
Let's go bowling. Let's go to the bar. Let's go to the trampoline park. Like, whatever, you know?
We can go to round one. Let's go jump to karaoke.
Yeah.
Drink a little bit. Go bowling.
Yep.
Lose all of our money to the Cluggins because they are evil.
Yes. You know, go-karting.
Yes.
Rollerblading.
Excursions.
Yes. Laser tags, maybe, sometimes.
So, I mean, so excursions are also something that, like, I want to keep in mind when I, like, am preparing for a holiday.
And those can be more expensive. Yeah. So that's also, like, a factor.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then birthdays is just like, huh, do I give them the gift of an actual gift or do I give them the gift of showing up to their party and drinking their food?
Drinking their food.
Spiking the punch and drinking it, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Birthday parties as a kid, it was usually at McDonald's, of all places.
Yeah.
But as an adult, I just like to go out to dinner or to someplace with my friends. I don't expect anything.
Yeah, it's sometimes, again, it's more
sometimes
about
they treat me to the dinner.
Excursions, exactly.
Right. Yeah, excursions, I think, are the big thing for me because what I remember is hanging out with people and spending time.
Yeah.
And those memories, right? Like those, I don't really remember like, oh, okay, I have another pair of socks that have foxes on them, you know?
Well, I gotta throw my Christmas gift now for Dune.
That you
thanks
totally
a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yesterday.
There was yeah, thing. God damn it. I had all my things planned and you soiled it.
Yeah.
I never see you wear those fox gloves and mask anymore.
I don't, because I just don't wear them anymore.
Oh, you're not a furry anymore?
So, I have a fursuit. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Wait, that's a mask, right?
It depends on who you ask. We have a lightning round question.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, no.
This is a true lightning round.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you like wrapping gifts?
No.
No.
Yes.
You're weird.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim. Maybe for
Christmas, just because it's just like it's already there.
Oh,
it's expected.
I like,
but it, I'm bad at it.
Only for Christmas. For Valentine's Day, I'm doing a bag because I'm, especially for like a partner, like I'm buying like probably underwear or something. So just like a gift bag.
You're like, ooh!
Gift bags are simple. I can do
those. And you're wearing it now.
Yeah, I only do for anything besides Christmas. It is bags.
Yeah.
Even sometimes for Christmas, it is bags.
Sometimes for a birthday, I'll do wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really Christmas is like the big one for wrapping paper.
In some cases, it's in an envelope.
Yeah.
Money!
Moonwalk.
Fuck yeah. Money's great.
We like money.
Especially when you're older. And I appreciate socks now. I hated them as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm running out of socks. It's so sad, actually.
When I was a kid, I only wore socks on my hands.
I've done that.
Is that real?
Absolutely not.
I was gonna say, like,
but I definitely did it, but not exclusively.
So you said it as a joke, and here I am admitting, yeah, I used to do that, and I did, but there was a reason.
Well, you had, because you didn't have feet until you were an adult.
No, I had poison ivy on my legs.
Oh,
and I had to wear socks on my hands to sleep so I wouldn't scratch my legs.
Don't you think Harley Quinn would have gotten mad about that?
Wearing socks on my hands or
having poison ivy?
Oh
my
god! Oh no!
Boo!
Oh my god!
Bisexual.
That's right. You did it.
I did.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave Rodotary.
You're welcome.
For talking with me about gifts. Truly, this episode was a gift, I think.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite gift that you've ever gotten? Or, you know, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten? Or do you like wrapping paper? Let us know in the comments. We're going to talk about just like, you know, capitalism for a bit. It's pretty cool.
And with that, that's the end of the podcast. Goodbye forever, everybody.
I think I'm so funny.
Be sure to like and subscribe. Hit the bell. Or if you're on Spotify, you know, talk about us, I guess.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Thanks, Terry.
Just tell us everything.
Thanks for tuning in to podcast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Yep, have a confessional. Goodbye.